everybody. We're here with our guest today. We have Luca Indrio of Necrot. Welcome to the show, Luca.
Thanks for having me.
So Necrot's out of California, but Luca is originally from Italy, as we could tell by your accent. But you became a citizen in 2016, but did I read you currently reside in Mexico? Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been living in Mexico for the last 4 years.
And just out of curiosity, Luca, what made you want to make the move to Mexico?
Oh, just prices getting too expensive in California. There's good and bad.
Yeah, just like everywhere.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's like, you know, I speak fluent Spanish and my wife is Mexican. So, and my culturally growing up in Italy is way closer to, it's a Latin country. So for me, it was really easy to adapt here, but I wouldn't know how to, I don't know if you guys speak Spanish or, I don't know how easy it is if you don't, too easy to live in a country where you don't understand the language.
So you guys recently got back from a pretty extensive tour. So how did that go?
It was fantastic. We had a great time and it was a really successful tour for every band involved. And I feel that, like, you know, it's something that we wanted to do for a long time because we have been friends with the guys in Ghoul and the guys in Municipal Waste for a long time. And there is definitely a connection with Scotty from Tank Crimes, who has released all three bands. And he has been roading for Municipal Waste for many years. So it's like the tour was really fun just to be with a bunch of people that already knew each other from before the tour, you know. So it was just like a lot of good times. So like the shows were packed and everybody played really well. So it was really fun.
And now Necrot has a new album coming out on the 12th. But Luca, after your last album, the band had all kinds of shit thrown at you, from family health issues to personal health issues, with Chad having his back problem and you having problems and Sonny and all this kind of stuff. Is everybody okay now, Luca?
Everybody's great now, yeah. Well, yeah, life definitely throws some stuff at us that we had to face. But things are looking brighter because of the album about to come out. And, you know, we have a couple more tours booked in the very close future. And, you know, so the everything that we had to go through is finally just something in the past, you know.
And, of course, the last time I interviewed Chad was back in 2019, just before the whole world changed.
True, absolutely.
So
yeah, we were pretty excited in 2019, and then we had to make this big stop with pandemic and all the personal issues. But I feel that, like, now we're back at that 2019 excitement, just with a new album.
And no, so for, you know, these tours, I mean, what do you do to prepare for a tour, and during tour, what are, like, some practices, if any, that you adhere to kind of keep you guys on top of your game?
Well, you know, we always practice. We always practice separately and you know, to keep the songs fresh and to be able to be tight. And during tour, we just try to, like, you know, we try to, like, you know, take our time to rest when it's possible to do that. Because, you know, you're on tour to perform at your best every night. So it's like you need to sometimes set aside everything else during tour to just find the time to get some rest and be able every night to perform at your best.
And now, Luca, did, like, the emotions and frustrations of all the crap that was going on in between albums with you guys and the world, did any of this come through on the new album?
Yeah, 100%. It was inevitable. Like, you know, you take inspiration from what happens in your life, mm-hmm. and what you see around you, and, like, you know, we saw so much in the last few years, and, like, everything that happened during COVID, and I definitely had a lot of frustration and things that needed to come out of my chest, and I lay some of that down in my lyrics. And, you know, my lyrics went through, like, you know, the topics of mortality and the human condition, but they always dwelled also in, like, you know, society and the way humans struggle in this world, both for our human condition and mortality, but also because of the oppression and everything that gets thrown on top of us just from politicians and medias and just, like, you know, the way they want us to see things. so black and white, so dividing, you know. I feel that, like, especially during the pandemic, there was, like, very little space for conversation when people were just, like, pushed in a corner and tried to, like, you know, just, like, I just feel that, like, in so many situations, it's, like, instead of, like, bringing people together, they try to bring people one against each other. And, like, you know, there is problems in society, and lots of them are created by, like, these greedy people in power. And, like, instead of, like, taking the blame, they just want us to be blaming each other. And I felt that, like, during pandemic and before pandemic, with the whole, like, you know, political division that was being created in the United States, especially, but, like, probably everywhere in the world. I was just living in the United States, so I was experiencing that. I just feel that, like, you know, people have been really pushed to the limit, and, like, I feel that it's a good time now to, like, after the pandemic and everything, to disconnect a little bit from our phones and news and all this thing that tends to divide people, while, you know, our human condition is already pretty complicated without all of that on top of it.
And the name of the album is Lifeless Birth. So how did you come up with that kind of title, and how does it, like, tie into the rest of the album?
Well, I've always had, like, you know, a lot of thoughts about death and the meaning of life, because of, like, you know, it's such a short period of time, and you know, where you're not really sure what you're supposed to do. And, like, especially because there is, like, this situation where no matter what you do and no matter who you meet and whatever, no matter what you end up accomplishing in this life, you end up getting completely erased by time, because everything inevitably gets forgotten and inevitably is gone forever. So it's, like, to me, it's something that I've always thought a lot about, that. And to try and find the meaning to that, and kind of trying to find a way to make this a strength instead of, like, a reason for constant desperation. So I feel that, like, Lifeless Birth is, like, the title. It's kind of like since the moment that you're born, you are condemned to die and be completely forgotten. So it's, like, especially when you see people dying, that they're old and they're already in a mental state where most people they know already died. Like, you know, if you get to live a long time, you're just going to see everybody die around you. And slowly you're going to feel less and less attachment to this life. And I felt that kind of, like, that thought that inevitably, like, in the best scenario, you're going to get to that situation, which is pretty frightening. But it's like, you know, since the moment that you're born, you're condemned to some kind of moment of losing everything, so, and being forgotten completely. So I felt that, like, you know, it's when someone is born, is already condemned to be gone. So I just felt that, like, you know, that combination into, like, lifeless birth, like, you know, one more person that is gonna be born and struggle so hard to create something and find some peace in his life or some sense to it or some meaning, but then at the end you're gonna have to face the complete destruction of everything you have created or you loved or you wanted to or you've done to make your life livable. So Lifeless Birth is kind of like that.
So why did you guys pick Cut the Cord as the first single off the album?
We didn't pick it. We had Scotty from Ten Crimes, mm-hmm. a record label, pick the songs that would have been the singles. And he decided for Cut the Cord and Drill the School. And, you know, I was okay with it. I really didn't care which songs would have been premiered first, because eventually everybody who wants to listen to the album will be able to. And, you know, I like all the songs, so I really didn't care which one would have been picked first. I think his motivations were mostly because of, like, Cut the Cord that sounds a lot like Necrot, mm-hmm. like our style, our sound. And I think that he liked that he also had, like, a very actual kind of, like, meaning in the lyrics.
So look at
that people can relate to, you know.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, it sounds very much Necrot, you know, so people didn't get afraid that you went a whole different direction.
Exactly, yeah.
So tell us how you feel the band has progressed over the years and how this kind of steady progression of the band comes across on a new album musically, maybe compared to past albums.
Well, to me, it feels like, you know, we have been a band for 13 years and we've been progressing in what we do and our sound. And I think also a lot because of the amount of touring that we've been doing and we will do. You get a lot more of confidence and you get a lot more feedback about what you do. And I think that it's just a natural progression. I feel like Necrot is a band that moves slow. Kind of like, you know, we are constantly improving, in my opinion, but like we never drop completely what we're doing to do something else. Like, you know, we're following a line that is our sound, is what we've always wanted to do, and the kind of metal that we like, and we don't really care what happens around us, like what's popular or what other bands are doing or whatnot. So it's like, you know, I feel that like we're just getting better at what we do. I feel like our songwriting is better. I feel like our aggressive parts are more aggressive and our melodic parts, which we always had, are a little bit more interesting. And we have parts that are more slower or groovy, which we always had. And I feel like they're getting heavier. Like, I just feel that like we're refining what we've already been doing, and we're just following the natural progression of our sound and our band.
So your cover art was done again by Marald van Hasteren. So a lot of bands lately have been choosing AI art for their covers, and some bands experimenting with AI music as well. So what are your thoughts on all this, and do you think musically AI will replace real humans in the future of music?
Well, probably partially. I mean, it's like you cannot stop progress in a way. But like, you know, as we've seen in many aspects of life, is like often progress doesn't mean better. You know, doing music or art with AI is a shortcut that creates probably the possibility of having things done faster or having more production, but is garbage. It's like the quality goes down. It's a little bit like everything. It's like, you know, even if you think about it, if you compare it with food, a lot of progress that has been done in creating food that resists better weather condition or is able to feed more people usually is the price to pay for that is the quality of the food, you know. Or if you look at like fast food that is able to feed a lot of people in a quick way, and then the quality of the food is worse. So it's like, you know, it's going to fill that gap of a consumistic need of producing things fast and sell them. But it's definitely going to affect the quality of the music or the art that is being produced with that. So I am, of course, against it, and I have a negative perspective over it. But, you know, it's just something that feels the need of this world that is like so consumistic and so based on you know, on selling products rather than giving value to what we consume, you know.
Lifeless Birth via Tank Crimes is out on April 12th. You can follow Necrot on all the socials and Bandcamp. And Luca, thank you for your time. And I wish you and the band all the best and good health.
Oh, I appreciate it. And good luck with your relocation if that ever happens.
Thank you so much. You have a good one. You take care.
You too. All right, take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.